Wisconsin's Afternoon News is on the air, broadcasting live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at The Avenue in beautiful downtown Milwaukee. Here are your hosts, John McCure and Julia Fellow.
Happy Monday.
Here we are.
Great weekend. Glad that you're here hanging out with us. It's Brewers baseball. Brewers sweep the Mets in New York. Now they're coming home. They're chilling today. They're getting ready, and the home opener tomorrow in our beautiful stadium will take place. That's where Lane Grindle will be, Brewers broadcaster, our good friend. Lane, thank you so much for making some time for us.
Man, it is great to be with you again, and it's great to be on the eve of another home schedule getting started for Brewers baseball.
I want to ask you about opening day tomorrow from this aspect. Will there be extra butterflies for some of the young Brewers players?
That's a great question. I think probably you would have to ask each of them individually, where they're going to be at in terms of getting the chance to run out there on the field for an opening day. I mean, we had 12 guys on their first opening day rosters on Friday in New York, and it's different when you're running in front of the home crowd. I mean, I think it's better for sure, but I would think that there are going to be butterflies for some of those guys. I always say this. I get asked a lot just as a broadcaster, do you ever get nervous? And I've been doing this a long time, but yeah, there are times when I still get, I don't know if nervous is the right word, but a little anxious and butterflies going, because this is really fun, and it's really cool what we get to do. And I think if you were numb to all of that, there'd be something wrong with you. So I got to think that some of these guys will have some butterflies when they're standing on the lines being introduced tomorrow before the game. And I think that's healthy. I think they should embrace it.
Yeah, I say if you feel nervous, it means you care. That's what I think.
Yeah, I don't think it's as... Like, what we get to do is really awesome, and what they get to do as players specifically is really unique. And like 22,000 guys have ever played Major League Baseball. Like, think about that. That wouldn't even fill up American Family Field. It'd barely halfway fill it up.
Wow.
In the history of Major League Baseball. So, like, what they're doing is pretty unique accomplishment, and they should feel all of those emotions, I think, when they're out there. Not just the sentimental emotions, but the largeness of the moment. I think that they should embrace that in that moment, and then flush it and get ready to go play a game, of course. And I think guys that do this, they understand how to do that as well as anybody, and so they'll be able to compartmentalize all those feelings. But I do think that they should soak it in and take that moment for what it is.
For me, it's all about a rhythm. For me, whenever I watch my team play. So the sweep against the Mets, how does that help with their confidence with today's or tomorrow's home opener?
Yeah, I think, look, this team understood going into spring training that there was probably a recipe for how they were going to win games. And it was going to look a little different than last year or the year before that, because every year is unique. And what I think they came out of this weekend understanding is that recipe works. They're a very young, athletic team, and you saw them really create problems for the Mets on the base paths. You saw them defensively save runs with their play, and you saw a very good bullpen do its thing, and a lineup that's improved at the plate. Jackson Churio adds a different dynamic to this offense. Reese Hoskins adds a different dynamic to this offense, and Christian Yelich looks healthy and looks confident and looks as good as he's looked at any time in the last couple of years. And when you have those things going for you, you're in a good place. So I think this team got off to a good start. I think that's important. Look, it's three games. This is a long ways to go, and it's a long season. But I think getting off to a good start is always important, especially with a new manager. And I think there's a lot of buy-in right now, and the vibes are really good, and that is a really positive thing, and it can only build more and more as they continue to play good baseball moving forward.
Lane, you get to spend time with these guys. Can you talk about the mix of youth and experience that the team has on the roster this year?
Yeah, they have quite a mix. I just said 12 guys that were on their first-time opening day rosters on Friday. That's incredible. That's almost half of the 26 on the active roster. And you have some other guys that are that aren't, but they're young too. I mean, William Contreras is still a very young player. But I look, what Pat Murphy always refers to is that the youth can actually have a really positive effect on the veterans, right? We always talk about veteran leadership in a clubhouse with a young team and how important it is. And it is. It's really a big deal. But the young players can add a little something and maybe give a little charge to the veterans too. When you're around that youthful energy and guys doing things for the first time, it can be contagious. I thought we saw that at the beginning of last season too, and I think we're seeing it again this year. But then he also talks about the pillars. If you've listened to our pregame conversations over the weekend before the Mets games, one of the things he mentioned to me a couple of times were the pillars. And what he's talking about with the pillars are the pillar veteran guys on this team that you can lean on, that have been there, that have done that, and that can be a positive influence on the Jackson Churios of the world. So we're talking about Willy Adames. We're talking about Christian Yelich. William Contreras, even though he's a young player, this is a guy that's wise beyond his years and pretty experienced for a young player in terms of age. These guys matter. Rhys Hoskins is another one of those guys now since he came over from Philadelphia. These guys can have a big impact on this team, and they are the guys that when inevitably this team loses three in a row at some point and things aren't going as well and the vibes aren't as great as they are today, those are the guys you look to in those moments, and I think they have some really good pillars that understand what needs to be done and what needs to be said and when it needs to be said. And so I think that leadership's going to be a big, big thing for this team as the season unfolds.
Brewers broadcaster Lane Grindle, great stuff, Lane. Have a good call tomorrow.
Hey, let's get it going. I'm excited.
Yes, let's go.